Fit for Family. We love God's great idea to found a family.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Never was there a more crucial time for teen girls to know the answer to this question. By Gary Fraser. I would like to dedicate this book to the memory of my wife of 50 happy years, Loma Armstrong. So wrote Mr. Armstrong in Mystery of the Ages. There's a lot of depth in that dedication statement. It reveals a kind of physical marriage and spiritual vision the Armstrongs possessed. Mrs. Armstrong strove to set an example of a virtuous woman to the girls and ladies of God's Church. Nearly 30 years after that book's publishing, we live in a world where children oppress parents and women rule over men, Isaiah 3 verse 12. The scourge of feminism, lesbianism, civil unions and perverted marriage are the new normal. Satan has been cast down and has worked to pervert God's created rules and the divine institution of marriage, Revelation 12 verse 12. Anciently, King Solomon was inspired to ask a vital question. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Proverbs 31 verse 10. Never was there a more crucial time for teen girls to know the answer to this question. Virtuous is defined as showing high moral standards. In the Hebrew language, it is rendered strength, power, might, ability, efficiency, wealth, force, or army. Ruby is a precious stone, crimson, purple, or pale rose color, and cited as jewels in the Jewish tongue. What a divine blessing of God to find a virtuous woman. In Proverbs 31:11-27, King Solomon documented the character traits of this lady of God. He noted that her husband safely trusts her and she seeks to do good to him. She seeks out bargains in decor and works with a budget to obtain healthy, nourishing foods for a balanced family diet. She gives sound input to her husband on financial decisions and works long hours caring for her husband and family. She seeks to help others with pure religion, serving the widows, elderly and orphans in the congregation. This woman is active and exercises to produce good health. She prepares for all seasons of weather, sows, shops, bargains, and works to clothe the family without debt. As a valued helpmeet, she points to her husband, rejoicing in his successes and example. This virtuous woman is not lazy, whether seeking out avenues of how to sell items from home and make extra money to supplement the family needs. She loves being a homemaker, which keeps her busy, enriched and fulfilled. This woman has a deep desire for spiritual strength and honor more than physical, and she is known for speaking of God's plan. She desires to obey His law of love. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Proverbs 31 verse 28. You have a responsibility to happily respect, honor and speak highly of your mother. And Exodus 20 verse 12 stands that. In like manner, our fathers as husbands of such a woman are to seek opportunities not to flatter but rather to praise her for jobs well done. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs 31, verse 30. This is a lesson we all must learn well. seek to please God more than flesh. If you do, God will reward you with good fruits. King David rightly observed that this creation was fairly wonderfully made by God. Psalm 139, verse 13. Satan, as the god of this world, has worked to portray the role of a woman as a burden, resulting in a society with far too many effeminate men and masculine women. The first woman was made by God from the rib of man. The ribs form a protective cage around vital organs of a human body, Genesis 2 verse 22. God saw the benefit of her role as a helpmate for her husband, verse 18. This role is a type of a spiritual role of a royal affianced bride of Christ, the Church, Revelation 12 verse 1. So God, through the PCG today, has revived the spiritually virtuous bride of our Creator. At the Philadelphia Church of God, first Sabbath on December 16, 1998, seven women made up the 12 total in attendance. Yes, the PCG began with more women than men. That statistic highlights how ardently the role of virtuous women needed to be revived in God's church. These women preferred the role God created for them to the trappings of makeup, inappropriate race trends, and perceived independence. Thankfully, true womanhood is being revived today in the homes and families of congregations worldwide. Who can find a virtuous woman? God has shown us through His Word that there are such ladies today. We are right here in His true church, and what a wonderful blessing we are from Him.